Leading the news this morning, a gunman has shot dead a teacher and three young children at a Jewish school in the French city of Toulouse. The attack happened as students were arriving at the school. The gunman fled on a scooter. French prosecutors are linking the shootings with two deadly attacks on soldiers in the same region just last week. A fierce firefight has erupted in Syria's capital Damascus, killing three rebels and a Syrian soldier. Witnesses say machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades could be heard in the upmarket district of the capital. Meanwhile, a team of experts sent by Special Envoy Kofi Annan has arrived in Syria to discuss a possible ceasefire. East Timor's president José Ramos Horta says he'll step down in May after failing to win re-election. He finished third behind Fretland Party candidate Francisco Guterres and the former army chief Tawa Matan Ruak. The two men will now contest a runoff poll next month. The federal government's mining tax legislation has passed the Senate and will become law. The tax will raise more than $10 billion over 3 years. The opposition is vowing to repeal the mining tax if it wins government. The new tax takes effect from the middle of the year. And the portrait of an Aboriginal actor who's overcome a heroin addiction has won this year's National Portrait Photography Prize. Melbourne photographer Rob McNichol was awarded the $25,000 prize for his striking image of Jack Charles.